Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into their experiences as students at Cedarville University, both the joys and the challenges. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Ben, welcome back. Day 673. How are you doing?
Yes, I am very tired. Not because of life, just because of bio. And as of like 30 seconds ago, I said that I wouldn't mention it again in this episode. And I didn't. It just keeps me
drained. Look, no offense to the professors who teach bio, but yeah, it's at 8 a.m. and it's awful.
There is no reason that every section has to be at 8 a.m. There's no alternative. That's ridiculous.
I think it's meant for freshmen to get them acquainted to how college works, but when you're taking it as a busy junior, that's rough.
It sure is. But other than being tired because of 8 a.m. classes, I'm actually doing really well. I had a development that I didn't actually get to put in my journal entry that I wanted to share.
Okay.
Just because it happened after I wrote my journal. I had a conversation with my boss from PR work last week, my second-in-command boss, about just the workload being very crazy, very hectic. And they said that they would be able to try to fix it for me and like try to, you know, not overwhelm me with work, but that my main boss, who was out of town, would have to approve my hours being cut down. And yesterday he had a conversation with me, went really well. He was like, we don't want to see you go. So how can we make this a little lighter for you right now in this hectic time? So I got my hours cut down a little bit, which is going to hopefully be really helpful for my schedule, my homework, my people time, my sleep schedule. So that was a huge, huge answer to prayer. And that happened like yesterday afternoon. So I just wanted to share it with you.
Wow, that's incredible. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. You said hours were reduced.
So biggest thing is I worked about 9 hours of in-office work. And then I would have like interviews that I would do for stories. I actually was able to interview Josiah just last weekend for a story as well. That was really fun.
Yes, that's exciting.
But normally it's much more formal and typically in person. So just taking time. So more likely I was working maybe 10, 11 hours. So as of right now, what's happening is I'm only working 6 hours of office time. So 2 hours Tuesday, 2 hours Thursday, 2 hours Friday, which is really helpful because Tuesday I had early shift as well. Thursday, I had like a 4-hour time block in the middle of the day, which was really inconvenient for any assignments that were due in the next day or two. So now I'm working on maybe 4 to 5 stories at a time and having about 6 hours of office work to compensate for that. So that's really helpful because I'm still doing it. I'm still in the bulk of it. I'm researching with people. I'm reaching out. I'm doing interviews. But I'm not spending so much time in the office now. I have more time to do homework, to catch up on assignments that I don't have to do like late at night, last minute. So that's a huge, huge answer to prayer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you've been worried pretty much since we started school that things were going to crash and burn. And it's hard for you to say no. That's something that I've understood about you. Would you agree in that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this time it was different because with this PR job, I made a commitment that I would try to stick it out. And that some people were like, oh, well, you know, it's not being represented well to you. You can quit if you want to. But I was like, I don't feel right about that. I gave my word that I would try to stick this out. And I love the job.
Right. You love it too.
So, and that was a really hard thing because like, I just didn't know what to do. I knew something had to go or something had to change about it, but I didn't know how that would work. So last week, I finally was able to take that step out in faith of like, okay, God, there's no way. You've made it very clear that I can't get through this semester without making a change. So help me have the confidence and the boldness to be able to have that conversation. And He delivered. And I was very, very grateful that He did.
That's amazing. I'm really glad that this is the outcome that came because honestly, I wasn't sure how you were going to fix this.
Oh, that makes two of us. Because like I had other things I could cut down, but nothing would have actually really made that much of a difference. Like I do work for Cedars still, and I'm an assistant editor for them as well. But that's maybe like an hour or two of work a week, maybe. Like I could cut that, and not only then do I feel like I've let down Cedars people, I also don't get anything really out of it. So it was that thing is like I kept like looking at all the different boxes I could check, and every single one led back to something with PR. And I was like, God, I don't know how this is going to happen. So it seemed to be very clear that he was telling me that I needed to talk about it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to talk about it. And rest is in his hands. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, I'm glad you realized that. I'm glad God pulled through. And above all, you trusting him to allow something to happen, even though you weren't sure what. It was kind of scary because, oh, what's going to fall through? Is it going to be my mental health? Well, it didn't have to be this time. And I'm glad you trusted there. That's amazing. Ben, you also talk about you had some incredible highs. Mm-hmm. Is that a high you're talking about, or are there other things?
That wasn't at the time of writing this, but it absolutely is now.
Right.
It's crazy how a 24-hour period can change that.
Right.
I also, you know this by now, and I think I've talked about it enough on the podcast. I'm a chronic overthinker. It's a huge issue of mine. But like, I was really overthinking and overstressing about this situation because like, I just didn't know what to do. And I didn't have the time I needed to do. And I just felt like this weight was crushing me. And so now I feel like that's kind of off of me. And I feel very happy about that. So that is a high, I suppose.
Yes, 100%. That's a high. Good job. You also mentioned there's unbelievable lows. Can we talk about that?
Sure. I suppose if we have to.
Well, what are they? Because I'm not quite sure what they are.
Well, yeah. Honestly, one of the big lows was this stress and weight of things. I know I've talked at the beginning of this semester about like trying to figure out how to manage things. And I've been getting by, but it's just been very draining. I've been going from thing to thing, kind of, without really a whole lot of time to pause, to breathe, to think. And for not so much this week, but last week especially, it's just I felt like I was going. Because of that, I'm kind of in a bad mood. A lot of times I wasn't sleeping as much. My homework kept getting pushed back. And then I don't like doing that. Like, I'm a procrastinator sometimes, but I'm also, like, a dreader. So it's like, if I know this thing is due and I can't start it yet, it's going to freak me out because I need to get it started. I'm not going to have enough time. Oh, no, it's going to be due in, like, an hour. Oh, no, like, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big low. There's just been some both highs and lows in, like, friendships and social things this semester. Not this semester. I mean, yeah, technically this semester, I suppose. But I meant the last 2 weeks specifically. And just, I guess the biggest one is just having that burden of not having time. And then small things have been going down a little bit with people or with an org, things like that, where it's like normally it would not be as big of a deal. But since I don't have the time I needed to invest in figuring out how to resolve this or figuring out what needs to change, like I feel like little things have become big things.
Right.
And thankfully, I have a little bit of closure from that because like I said, that big low has kind of been amended, I suppose you could say. So that's been, like I said, a huge, huge, huge blessing.
So coming from someone who is 2 years older than you and about to finish college, I know we have similar motivations in that we do a lot on campus. Mm. I've made a fantastic resume for myself. I have a lot of credits that I've done. You as well, now that you have multiple PR writing jobs and you facilitate an org with international students, I mean, that's amazing. We do so much because we want to succeed in life and we want to do things that we're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can't keep up the social aspect and the relationships. And looking back, Ben, if I were to change something about my college career, I would not have worked as hard.
Mm.
I would have actually spent more time in relationships because what is life without relationships? First and foremost, it's we worship God because that's our purpose. But then after that, we're called to have community with believers and even non-believers too. Just our community, we are in a religious community, so we have a lot of believers around, but we're supposed to spend time with people. What is life if you can't share it with people?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard topic for me too, Ben, because I love doing the things that I do, and I'm very passionate about things, and I want to keep doing them for my life because I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, I've neglected so many relationships that have been placed in my life and can only count on one hand pretty much the close friends that I really, really have. And maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, Jesus had the one best friend, then the three, and then the 12.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Food for thought. It's something to think about.
And it's something I've definitely thought about as well going in for like next semester or next year even. I don't want to be so bogged down in the things I have to do. I mean, like there's the things I have to do, classes, responsibilities, things like that. But then there's the things that I've told myself I have to do.
Mm.
And I'm, like you said, I'm in so many different things and I don't want those to overshadow the relationships that I have to build, that I have already built, that I want to maintain over these last two years. So that is something I have been thinking about of like going into next semester or next year, like what do I have to do? What do I want to do? And what do I feel like I have to do? that I might need to say no to?
Those are great questions.
Yeah.
So now that you've got this settled, Ben, with work schedule and better understanding of how to spend your time, what does the next 2 weeks look like for you?
Well, Wednesday I have another bio test. So the next couple days is going to be homework, trying to get on top of things again. So this next coming week I have time, because I've been doing a, you know, day-to-day homework schedule pretty much all semester so far. And I want to try to get some of that out, get some more responsibilities done so that I have time in this next week or two to do things with people, do stuff with friends. I'm going to see a movie this weekend for Cedars. It's The Creator. So I'm very excited about that. I love sci-fi. At the same time, I have been talking with a person. I'm getting closer with them, and that might be something.
Oh.
If I have more time to invest in the next week or two.
Are we talking like friends or romance?
One of those.
Okay,
yes, I have been getting to know someone since the start of semester, I suppose.
That sounds so cryptic.
I know.
I'm getting to know someone.
It's not like super public knowledge yet, so I don't want to like spill all the tea.
Of course,
but
that's
the
fine.
The gist of it is I do have feelings for someone, and I found out very unexpectedly in the last couple of days that apparently those feelings are reciprocated as well.
For the first time,
Ben. Don't sound so surprised, Josiah.
Finally. Well, it's about time, that's all.
Apparently since last semester. So,
oh my gosh. Okay, you'll have to update us.
Oh, I will.
Next time.
Hopefully by next time I'll be in a space where I can definitely talk about it in detail.
Please, well, you better get to a space. I mean, come on.
I've been motivated by over 1,000 days to speed ahead a relationship. Okay, I guess I have
speed
to.
It up.
I'm sorry.
No, I do not condone
run.
It.
Anyways.
Okay, Ben, thanks for the update. Yeah. This was a good talk, I felt like, and definitely something I can relate to. I know others can relate to as well. So thanks for sharing, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks for having me, Josiah. I look forward to it.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1,000 Days, a Resound radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1,000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jason Demetz.